Under the budget deal struck today, LCHIP was allotted the full $8 million that it's expected to raise. The program uses funds raised from fees tacked on certain real estate transactions to pay for land conservation grants. But the LCHIP money has been a frequent target for lawmakers hoping to balance the state budget, says the Nature Conservancy's Jim O'Brien.
Since the establishment of the dedicated fund, more money has been taken for the general fund than has gone for the intended purpose of doing land and historic preservation.
But while LCHIP seems to have regained its status as a bipartisan rallying point, the proposed budget is balanced in part with money from another pot of environmental dollars. It uses money from the Renewable Energy Fund to the tune of $16.1 million. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.